You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Dano, I watch a lot of baseball, Dan. You watch a lot of baseball. We can look at the Cleveland Guardians and know, yeah, this is a real mediocre team. We know that. Do we not? We know this is a real mediocre baseball team because we watch a lot of baseball.
Yeah, that's a word. I mean,
there's 69 and 69, for God's sake. That'd be about as mediocre as you can get.
Well, thank God you watch a lot of baseball to figure that one out.
Thank you very much. And we know they can't hit. Okay? We know that. They can't hit. And do they hit occasionally? Sure. Does that make you mad and think, well, why can't you do that more often? Sure.
Often.
Just do it, right? Do it more frequently, please. And their pitching isn't what it used to be. Their starting rotation, I like it. But it's young. And as we've heard numerous times, so many of these guys are at their threshold of career highs in innings pitched. And by golly, we're going to throw another starter in just because of it. So what does that do for the rest of the rotation? Gives everybody an extra day's rest and maybe protects their arms and makes their arms not tired. That's the idea here. Does it save them innings over the course of the season? Maybe one start each guy. That's about it the rest of the way. But what it does is give them an extra day's rest. So all of that talk about that we just threw out that, not anything to get overly excited about, blah, 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 blah. They're still only three games out of a playoff spot. And it takes one hot streak, one, for this team to put itself right into the conversation for that third and final wild card playoff spot. And I don't care that there are three teams to hop, Texas, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay. They're three games out, Dan.
Hmm?
You can make up three games in a weekend. And that's why, by gosh, this has just been so much fun.
It's what you want. As a fan of baseball, this is exactly what you want. I want to, after 120-something games, I want to be in a position where I'm looking down the stretch of September. And yes, would all of us prefer if the Guardians had a 10-game lead in the Central and we could just kind of do the heavy yawn and three-quarters pay attention? Yeah, sure. You know, we all love when Hammy decides to do stand-up in the third inning instead of actually call the game. Like, it's great. It makes me laugh.
Yeah,
I love it every time.
I know it
you
does.
Know why? Because you're 10 games up, but who cares? That's not where we are. This is meaningful September baseball.
It really is.
This is down the stretch. You are locked into every single pitch, every single game, and you're not only watching you, but you're flipping over and watching the Mariners, and you're flipping over and watching the Rangers, and then you're keeping an eye on the Yankees Astros series that was going on. It's been some really fun baseball. Like, you have an eye on all of these different things on top of it because there's so many moving parts. And you're right. We have ridden the roller coaster with this team all season, and by God, it's been peaks and valleys.
And we know this team's not very good.
But what's to stop another peak from coming?
Exactly.
September 4th.
Exactly.
What's to stop another peak from carrying you for 3 weeks?
It's
nothing.
That's exactly right. They've left themselves in a position here where it's still possible. Is it likely? No, it's not. We know it's not likely. But one hot streak, Dan, and they've not played very well lately, and they're still only three back. Why? Because the Mariners also haven't played very well lately, and they're still hanging. Now, other teams have passed up the Guardians a little bit. It's so unlikely that they hop three teams and Seattle, so they've got to actually beat out four teams ahead of them. That's unlikely. But this team is streaky. And if this team can get some starting pitching, maybe that extra day's rest helps all of these guys be a little bit sharper. I mean, Joey Cantillo, he was nails last night.
Well, but I think what it also puts them in a spot like you saw with Cantillo where he threw over 100 pitches. I think it was like 106 or something like that. You have that because you have that extra day's rest that you feel a little bit more comfortable going, all right, let's try to get another inning out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we can to avoid the underbelly of that bullpen. Oh, this, I don't mean this personally. I don't want to watch Matt Festa pitch anymore.
Yeah. I've seen enough. And he's done his best and been okay.
That guy should be sponsored by Rolaids.
But I know. And
like there are guys, and we're not used to that here. We're not used to being in a spot where there are relievers that you're pointing to going, I don't want to see him anymore. Like, what this extra day does is it makes it so that you could push Gavin Williams a little bit farther if he's throwing well enough.
Because he's going to get an extra day to come back and heal up.
Exactly. So you can avoid the underbelly of the bullpen. You can focus in on getting the Hunter Gaddis, Cade Smith, Tim Herron, the guys that you want out there because they can get outs and are good at it.
The funny thing to me, you know, for instance, George Valera last night, George got his first major league hit. I really wanted to see George Valera, but Dan, I wanted to see him 2 years ago, you know,
patience is a virtue
there. Well, as a Guardians fan, that's what you have to have. Their answer to help the offense was to bring up a guy who's been injured like crazy for the last couple of years, who was once considered a really high prospect in the organization and a pretty good prospect in Major League Baseball, then has injuries. That's how you're going to help the offense, by bringing up this guy. Well, by golly, he got a hit last night. Did a nice post-game interview. I was thrilled for the guy. Good for him. And guess what? Maybe he finds it. Maybe it's been there the whole time, and this guy now is getting a chance, and he puts himself in the conversation for next year for a real job. It's just this team just keeps plodding along and not getting eliminated. Folks, has it surprised you? I can't tell you that it surprised me, because this organization finds ways to put competitive teams on the field. 216-474-0092, the number to join us.
It has surprised me in that.
It has?
This season has surprised me.
Because of why? Because the offense is so, ugh.
If you would have told me in the beginning of the season, hey, Carlos Santana is going to be 40, and he's going to look 40, and the metronome is going to stop.
And you traded a 100 RBI guy to get him. Well, basically.
Yeah, I figured, you know. I was looking at it from like March 31st, March 30th, when the season itself started.
Sure.
You know, if you would have told me that was the case, if you would have told me Kyle Manzardo would look crummy in the first half, if you would have told me they are trying to shoehorn David Fry down our throats, I would have looked at you and said, playoff spot? Are you serious?
Yeah.
If you would have told me Tanner Bibee would be league average, again, I'd be like, playoff spot? Are you serious? Like, what is... Did the entire AL Central get hurt? Like, that's what I would have thought throughout the entire thing. And that's not the case. They're just putting it together at the times that they need to put it together. And on your George Valera case, I get it, because you're past the waiver deadline. So it's not like there's any other move they can make. Like, is there somebody else you would have rather seen?
No, but but the point of it is, their answer to try and help the offense is a guy who hasn't played much in 2 years and didn't actually hit that well this year in the minors. However, the guy was a highly thought of prospect, and sometimes things get in the way of that, like injuries and like a lack of time to come back and put together a good season, which George really didn't in the minors. But hey, he comes up and well, let's see what he has. You know, think to back up your point a little bit more, Dan. What if I had told you that there were really two guys on this year, on this season, who were going to have a good offensive season? And Stephen Kwan's not one of them. Stephen's been okay. I don't think anybody can say Stephen Kwan has been anything more than okay this year. He's hitting .274. His OPS is below league average, correct? .712.
.720 is league average.
Right, and he's below league average.
Button one, man zero.
That's okay. Kyle Manzardo's had a good year. Kyle's taken a step. Good for Kyle, which screams, well, then why'd you bring Carlos Santana in the first place?
I think because you've also watched Kyle Manzardo play first base.
Yes, I have. I get that.
It's kind of like watching.
Yeah, I know.
You know, have you seen video? And I'll bring this back, I swear. It's kind of like watching. Have you seen video of the baby giraffe at the zoo try to run? That's kind of what I feel like watching Kyle Manzardo play first base.
It's kind of cheap. Kind of like it, but it's kind of cheap.
It's kind of like watching a guy who's like, I don't totally know where to go with my feet. Where do my feet go? Okay, I got to bet. But Dan, it's getting better, though. It is getting better, much like the baby giraffe running.
Okay, well, let me throw this one at you. You ready? He's had 100 fewer at-bats than Jose Ramirez. Few more than 100, actually, but 109. And yet he has only 2 fewer home runs and only 9 fewer runs batted in. You could make the argument that Kyle Manzardo has been the best offensive player on this team this year because Jose has not had a very good August and September. I know that's preposterous, except for one thing. In 100 more at-bats, Jose has only 2 more home runs and only 9 more runs batted in. Let me give you an argument for that, though. Kyle Manzardo has had Jose Ramirez on base in front of him. Jose has had the treacherous bottom of the lineup in front of him for a good portion of the season.
Yeah, I'm
just saying.
That's erroneous.
100 more at bats.
To use the 10-cent word.
I'm not knocking Jose here. What I'm saying is Kyle Manzardo is probably having a better season than everybody realizes.
Oh, he's been great.
He's been terrific.
There's a reason why we've been slamming the table and saying, hi, no one hits the ball for power on this team. This guy does. He should do it more often. Maybe you should give him those opportunities.
And now they are.
And especially in the second half of the season.
And now they are.
It's looked so much better after the second half. I don't know what changed. I don't know what he did, but good golly, it's great to see.
And I think you just pencil him in for next season. We're not yet worried about next season. We're worried about this season. And worried, I don't know if that's the right word. What is the right word? They're only 3 games out, folks. 3 games out of a playoff spot. Is it likely they get it? No. But they're only 3 games out. Somebody stepped up and did the job last night. We'll hear from him coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Helps.
Of course, yeah, it's huge. I think from that first inning, getting some runs on the board, it's huge. It makes my job easier to go out there, and you can get ahead of guys a lot better, which is obviously what I'm trying to do. When the offense is doing that, it makes your job so much easier.
It was Joey Cantillo. After last night's start at Fenway Park in Boston, Guardians put up one run in the first inning for him and then six runs in the second inning. So, Joey, welcome back from Columbus. You're pitching for the Guardians, and you're up 7-0. Go figure. They won it 8-1. Three games back in the wild card. I'm Jeff Phelps, Menigan in for Baskin today. Andy will be joining us a little bit later on. Cantillo, Dan, has been really quietly successful this year. His ERA is 3.73. He was in the bullpen early. Remember, he was really good in the bullpen. And then they sent him down because they said, well, we want to stretch you out. Going to put you in the starting rotation. Came back, was pretty good in the starting rotation. And then what did they do? Well, we want you to throw more strikes, go back down. So he went back down, was pretty good. Came up last night and really pitched a nice baseball game. And Cantillo's the guy, Dano, can I call him the, without the injuries, he's the George Valera of the pitching staff. We've heard about him forever. We've been waiting for him to get here. Came over in that Padre deal with Clevinger. Is this the year, Cantillo? No. Is this the year? No. Is this? Yes, this is the year. And I think he has shown that he's worthy of a spot on this team next year. He's going to have to go earn it, but I want him in the rotation next year.
He's a typical Guardian starter. He's not going to really light up the radar gun. Everything he throws moves. He's one of those guys who has, you know, with being 6'4", he comes closer to the plate than most guys when he releases the ball, giving them less time and making it seem like he's throwing harder than he is. And the Guardians get these guys, and they know how to develop them, and mm-hmm. they know how to help get the best out of them with all of their breaking stuff and then with that fastball as well. And while it may not light up the radar gun, it gets swings and miss, and it gets guys to, you know, look silly at the dish. It just, for them, it works. It's one starter, four starter, sure, sounds great. Get him up there. Let's go. I'm in. You can't. The guy gets guys out.
And if he has a strong finish to this season, and for a while anyway, they're going to go with six starters. He'll be one of them. He might even put himself in a little better spot than that. Here's what his manager had to say after Cantillo pitched last night.
Joey was outstanding. Obviously, got out there really efficient first. He got the lead, and he pitched like it, attacked, using all of his pitches. That was really good to see from Joey. Is exactly what we asked him to go work on, and he came in and executed. It was great.
Steven Vogt on Joey Cantillo last night. Cantillo threw 104 pitches. He gave up one run on five hits, had seven Ks, and he struck out only, or seven Ks, and he walked only two. And that's critical because, as Steven Vogt said, that's exactly what they wanted him to do. So if you can go out there and have a start like that, you go six. You know, that's the quality start in Major League Baseball today. Three or fewer runs in last six innings. He gave up one and six. Good for him. Good for the team. Cantillo, one more time on what happened last night.
Every game counts. Obviously, you see what this team's capable of. It doesn't matter how, you know, a couple games went, or you know, a bad few days or a good few days. Like, just staying in it, this team can obviously go on big runs like we've seen. So just staying in it every day, taking it one day at a time.
One day at a time. It's a way to finish it up strong. Can't go any more cliche than that.
One day at a time.
But Dano, I think he's done a really nice job. And if you look at this rotation, man, it's got potential written all over it. Not necessarily this year. I think they've been okay this year. There have been some really good moments. You know, Gavin Williams has looked great. Slade Ciccone has had some great moments. Maybe he's getting a little gassed.
I was just going to bring that up to you. You think he's running out of gas?
I think so.
I think so, too. This is the most he's pitched probably at any point in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to happen. He's one of the guys you look at with the six-man rotation.
Tanner Bibee's help you. Tanner's had a rough year. But I like Tanner Bibee. I'm still going to buy Tanner Bibee stock. And the Guardians signed him to a contract, so he's going to be here. The guy that I think needs to maybe finish strong for his sake is Logan Allen. You know, Logan's had a couple of rough starts in a row. They've let him stay out there. But that last start against Seattle, you know, he had trouble early on and then settled in and did a really nice job. I might be higher on Logan Allen than a lot of folks. I think the guy can pitch. And I know he's a little cranky. I think that's what happened last year with him when he got sent down and everything. I don't mind that in a pitcher. He's confident. He goes out and attacks. And between Bibee, Williams, Allen, Ciccone, Cantillo, you've got some young guys there who I think are going to be a part of this or could be a part of this for a real long time. And Parker Messick, I like a lot. So right there are six guys. And keep in mind, they lost Luis Ortiz. They lost Ben Lively. Ben was supposed to be a starter for this team. So they have six starters up now, and they've lost two. That's eight guys that they had ready to go who were competitive in the major leagues.
Remember again, we were looking at this farm system at one point and thinking to ourselves, boy, they need to go get some arms down here. Yeah. This is getting a little hairy.
Yeah, credit to the organization. They've had eight guys go out this year and start, and I don't think any of them did a poor job.
No.
Unfortunately, Luis Ortiz isn't going to be back. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I got it.
So you've lost that one.
Yeah, I think you're losing Ortiz. You're losing Class A. Like, I just think that's just how this is going to end up. I got a feeling it's going to be after the World Series on a Friday at about 4:30. We're going to get a news drop that says those guys
are done forever.
Yep. I got a feeling that's what's going to happen. They're going to let the World Series completely play out. They'll let the parades get done. They'll let the trophy get handed over and then kind of go slip that in. There it is. Okay, they're done. Okay, next. Hey, hot stove. Like, I got a feeling that's how this is going to go. So, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, a couple years ago, well, gosh, last year, we were looking at each other thinking, well, they got to get some starters. And they have. They, once again, the Guardian pitching factory just continues to crank. They know how to get the best out of these guys. It's amazing how they're able to do it. And so, yeah, I'm going to continue to trust it until something happens with it that causes me to not trust it. And even then, it's going to have to really go off the rails, probably tip over and catch fire before I'm going to look at it and go, yeah, maybe you got to try change something you're doing, because it's been so, so successful for so many different guys. They will pitch to keep themselves in every single game, season, and playoff game in between there. It's the question we all have until the end, which is, can you get someone besides Jose Ramirez to help mend the gap so that you're not living life playing 1-0, 2-1, 3-1 games? And I hope they get an answer, because I don't have one either. I don't know. That's my whole thing with this, Jeff. I'm fascinated to see if maybe this offseason, if you want to look at the college guys that they looked at hitting-wise that yeah. seem to have more and swing and miss than they have in the past.
And loaded up on these guys.
Maybe they make a move or two in the offseason that actually brings some people in. Maybe, I mean, goodness, Chris Rose joined us last week and brought up the great point that, hey, they maybe, or no, it was 2 weeks ago, and said they need to look inward at what they did in this offseason and realize that this cannot be what they do. Mm-mm. And go out and spend a little bit of money and bring in some outside help for this lineup.
You know, one thing that has really hurt this team this year, and we heard Anthony Allant talking about him earlier, they were counting on Lane Thomas just to be an everyday outfielder. I think they were counting on Lane to just be in center field, do the job, and you're good to go, and you're going to hit a little bit. He had the track record for hitting a little bit.
What?
And he's been dinged up and has not played, and it just, that's not worked. And Lane Thomas is a free agent at the end of the year. So, you know, are you going to try and invest money in Lane? I wouldn't.
No.
There's no way I'm going to give him the contract if I'm the Guardians. And no other team that has big money to spend is going to give him the contract, because he didn't produce this year.
That guy hasn't been healthy his whole career, sadly.
Now, like, does he want to come in on a prove-it deal? All right, I'd take a look, but I'll be honest. If you start counting on Lane Thomas, and God bless him, he terrific guy. Has some ability.
Oh, it's nothing personal.
No, but if you count on him, you're in trouble. And that's what the Guardians can't do. Last year, they were counting on him to come in and do some things. It didn't work. You were counting on John Kenzie Noel to build on what he did. It didn't work. You were counting on those guys, I think, to pick up the slack of trading Josh Naylor.
But
didn't work.
Okay. You're bringing this. I would love to sit Chris Antonetti down at some point.
Chris, sit down.
And have like a couple cocktails with him and get him in a moment of comfort and ask him if that truly was the plan. And then look at him and go, you're relying on a dude who hasn't really been healthy his whole career in Lane Thomas.
Yeah.
Who hit, I mean, it has never hit more than I think it was like 15 home runs or something like that until one season. And you're going to look at that guy and say, I want him to be a power bat in this lineup?
Or at least a productive bat. But they were probably looking at him for power. You're right.
And Now, again, I'm slightly biased on that one. I was never a big Lane Thomas guy to begin with. I think he was the typical Guardians player in that he had great plate discipline, was fast, and could play multiple outfield positions. Like
when they made the trade, you weren't over the top.
Yeah, it's not a move I would have made. It is not a move I would have made. Now, a wonderful human being on top of it. And again, I'm talking purely on the field because anybody you talk to about Lane Thomas will tell you that he's truly just a delightful person.
Good people.
And so I just never understood it from the moment it happened. I never understood putting my eggs in that basket to begin with. And I never understood looking at guys like Jean-Kenzie Noel and down the line,
Jonathan Rodriguez
and Angel Martinez, who's popped and I think is a keeper, and thinking to myself, okay, if I platoon every single hitter in this lineup not named Jose Ramirez,
yeah,
it's all going to work out and it'll be fine.
It's been a really strange plan for the offense because you put Stephen Kwan in left, you put Jose Ramirez at third, and you've kept your fingers crossed everywhere else.
I'm as analytically minded as anybody. Like I keep an eye on a lot of the different metrics and all of that kind of stuff because I find them interesting and they help to back up what my eyes are telling me. If you're telling me you are running a platoon that is like involves Daniel Schneeman, who is league average at hitting the opposing handed pitcher, that's not a good platoon. The reason the Tyler Naquin, Jordan Luplo platoon worked is because when you put the two of them together, you had one of the five best right fielders in baseball.
Yeah.
That's the reason it worked. It doesn't work if you're going to be league average to sub-league average. That's what gets you in trouble.
And all that said, they're three games out, folks. A lot of teams to jump. But they're three games out of a wild card playoff spot. Guardians, I thank you. They're in Tampa tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays, another team that they've got a leap. So get ready for that. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL returns tonight. The Dallas Cowboys in Philadelphia against the Eagles. What should you do? What should you do? Our Odyssey Sports betting insider, Nick Costos, joins us next. His return to 92.3 The Fan straight ahead.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.